Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Laura Meyer. Meyer Law Firm is with us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you back with us again. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call, the number comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, we do have that double celebration day. Yeah, I guess we got some bad news in the celebration part today. The groundhog, yeah, he came out today and showed his head and said, we got more winter coming. Yeah, I think it was Phil. I saw him early this morning, and I don't think he was too happy that he was woken up. So just a thought right there. So we're going to, the rest of us, being that Phil's not happy, let's go to National Heavenly Hash Day today. It is observed February 2nd every year. We got the picture here. It looks pretty good. Marshmallows, marshmallow cream, whipped marshmallows, and chocolate. How could you go wrong with that? Sounds like a good combination to me. We'll just have to celebrate that one. They're not celebrating on Wall Street this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 40 points. Not a whole lot of a drop this morning. Oil, it is down 7 cents a barrel. No big deal right there. Very interesting because did you hear about the cut in production? Yeah, well, a few people, the OPEC countries decided they're going to cut production. But while they cut production, for every barrel they cut, Russia is increasing production by 2 barrels. Wonder how that's going to work out for the supply and demand curve. But we do see that the national average gasoline, $2.27.7 a gallon. That's where we are in California. Yeah, we like to tax ourselves a little extra. So we're paying $2.80.2 on average. The way it works here in the state of confusion. The only state that paid more money than we are is the state of Hawaii. They're paying $3.08. on average per gallon of gasoline. We'll see how that continues. How's that working out for you, taxing that extra gasoline? You're seeing a lot of benefit in the state of California. Well, our governor, he does. He's going to tax us a little more. They're talking about another 17 cents a gallon because they cannot figure out how to do counting in Sacramento. They've got that $1.9 billion miss. They're still thinking that the pension fund is going to get 7.5% return on their money.
This is ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. Amazing how they can't figure it out. It's, you know, maybe they could hire somebody right out of school to figure that. They're not going to get that kind of a return. Just a thought. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.46 is the yield. And we did the report from Freddie Mac today. There's absolutely no change in the 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 4.19%. You do have to pay a half a point to get that number, 4.19. Last year at this time, 3.72, paying 0.6% to get that rate. Weekly jobless claims came in, 246,000, pretty close to the consensus. Not a whole lot of change there. Doesn't mean a whole lot right now. When we get this, we'll start seeing some legitimate numbers and what the administration is doing coming up down the road, but as long as we stay under 300,000, that's what's considered a healthy labor market. Been there 100 straight weeks, so we've got a healthy labor market. Tomorrow we're going to get that big employment number. We'll probably see what happens there. I don't expect we're going to see a whole lot of change. Unemployment rates expected to be at 4.7% for January, pretty close to a 9-year low. Remember, that is the fake number. That is what we call the U3 from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, U3. It is consistent, though. They've always been using that number, so we still use the same fake number. Go and look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, U6, if you want to get a legitimate number of where we are. Because the U3 number, if people give up, then they put them they exclude them from U3. If they give up, they're still included in the U6 number. So that is a little bit more realistic, and we'll talk more about that one tomorrow as we move right along. Anybody watching the news, seeing some of the real, real exciting news out of Berkeley, California? You gotta love it. Now, if you watch the news, you're probably seeing that they're rioting in Berkeley. And a student said, Berkeley, they don't like free speech. They've got this problem with the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. Think about that one. No free speech. So when they have a libertarian is a writer from, ironically enough, think about this one, a gay libertarian writer from Britain who writes for an editor on Breitbart. Now, talk about a diverse individual, okay? But he's not a speaker at Berkeley, so they go out and riot, start tearing up the place. And have you seen how many people were arrested for these riots? Yeah. No. It's Berkeley. They're allowed to riot in Berkeley. I guess you don't have to have any sense of security. They did have one young lady reporter there, and gender is not an issue, but somebody felt really brave that they could spray her with pepper spray. Unbelievable. Yet, all on film, and nothing happens. They break in. The windows are broken there. Starbucks is destroyed there. I don't know how Starbucks gets away with doing their stuff there, but they're there as well. Unbelievable. Now, the president did come out and say, well, maybe we will stop funding for some of these places where they don't have free speech. Can he get away with it? That's an interesting discussion of how he gets away with defunding or the threatened defunding. Here's the issue. This is how they're couching this. Federal grants, in almost every federal grant, they've got a line in there that says, in order to be eligible for this grant, you must adhere to federal law. Doesn't say which law, just says adhere to federal law. Now, the Constitution says anything not in the Constitution is given back to the states. But when the states sign and get these grants, they're saying, well, they're going to follow federal law. So think about that concept. That's how they're looking at defunding some of these organizations that appear to be contrary to what the federal government wants done. Speaking of contrary, here's another really an interesting one. This was because this one hits very, very close to home. One of the best schools, one of the highest rated schools in the country, right here in Fullerton, California, Troy High School. Did you see the news on this one? A couple of young people decided they wanted to make Troy High School another Columbine. In fact, their terminology was they wanted to make Columbine look like it was, you know, way outdo Columbine, planning on shooting and what kind of weapons they were going to use. Thank goodness law enforcement got on it. It's old, if you see something, say something. Law enforcement on, and both of those individuals are now in custody, not like they do in Berkeley. Apparently they didn't take the concept lightly, and thank goodness, because that's just not acceptable in our society. If you have a different opinion on anything, so be it. But going to the rioting in Berkeley and thinking or even talking about shootings at a high school, no room for that anywhere at all. And I'm glad that law enforcement got into that. Thank goodness for our law enforcement officers. Very interesting watching, going back to the federal government. How about this suspension of immigration from the states or from the countries that President Obama put on this special list? I want to find out how many people have actually read the president's executive order. I went through and read it the other night. The government was very, very slow in getting that out to the people. I actually found it on the New York Times website. If you take a look and see which states are mentioned in the executive order, if you find them, let me know. I read the whole thing. The only country that's mentioned by name is Syria. All the others refer back to prior orders from the prior administration. No mention of any country. But a judge here in Los Angeles, think about a federal judge in Los Angeles, U.S. government, to allow people holding immigrant visas from seven countries into the United States despite the president's executive order. The judge missed one part of this whole thing. All those visas as part of the executive order were canceled. So if there is no visa, who is this judge expecting them to lend? Just a question that we might want to throw at the judge. We're going to talk about, got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about special needs trusts. That is going to be the topic of conversation. And we might even talk, no matter what the groundhog says, there are some reasons to sell real estate before the spring. Best cities to raise a family. I've got the list of them right here. And tax deductions. Is college tuition tax deductible? And we will chat about all of that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. And you will get a no-commercial opportunity to find your dream home. Very, very simple. No commercials on there. You'll find your dream home. Start the shopping right there. Again, NEST, N-E-S-T to 79564. No matter what, Phil the Groundhog says, there's 5 reasons to sell your real estate before spring. And here I'm going to give them to you very quickly because I want to get into our conversation today with Laura Meyer. Demand is strong is number one. We know there's a lot of people out shopping for homes. We know there are not very many homes on the market, less than 4 months supply, according to the National Association of Realtors. Less competition right now. A lot of people come out and start shopping for homes April, May, June. So with that diminished supply and high demand, what do you think is going to happen? The process will be quicker when there are less people in the marketplace. And there's never a better time to move up. Think about this. The prices are projected to appreciate by 4.7% over the next 12 months, according to CoreLogic. You're moving to a higher priced home, stand up costing you more in raw dollars, both in down payment and mortgage payment. Don't think you need 20% down payment. Remember, we talked earlier this week about the down payment assistance program where you can get 100% financing. And we've known about that for our veterans, but now it's for anybody, 100% financing if you qualify. Depends on your income. And the biggest reason that we talk about moving before the spring, it's about your life. Move on, move up, move right size, whatever it is that is important to you, to your family, move on with your life. The financing part of it, the financial part of it, that's one issue. But when we do the research and find out who's, you know, why people move, the top four reasons, usually it doesn't get to five or six until we get to finances, investment. It's always about schools, jobs, security. Those are the main things that people are talking about. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564 and start that home shopping process. What a great topic today. It's something that is near and dear to my heart. Laura Meyer is with us, Meyer Law Firm. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
Glad to have you with us. So we're going to talk today. Laura's been in and chatted with us many, many times about the benefits of a family trust. And you do a lot of seminars on young families getting started and the need for the trust and looking out for the kids. But today we're going to chat a little bit about the opportunities out there for families with special needs children. So let's start right there. Is what are the early steps? You know, I have a child, hypothetically, I have a child that's underage, under 18, and you know, nobody has a reservation for an accident, right? I mean, I just helped a family where they were in a motorcycle accident. Mom's killed right away. Dad's despondent, ended up committing suicide. You know, ugly, ugly scene. But there's, what if, I mean, they had their child was like 21 or 22, didn't apply to them. But if they had a 5-year-old or a 4-year-old, then what do you do?
Yeah, so one of the things we need to do as parents when we have kids who are under 18, and this is for any type of child, whether they have a disability or they don't have a disability, is parents need to name permanent guardians for their children in the parents' estate plan. So that's where they would designate three, either couples or individuals in order of preference that could take over and raise kids if anything should happen to the parents. And that's actually done in the family will.
In the will, okay.
In the will. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so then the special needs, is that all part of the same thing?
No, so you have the physical care of the kids, and that's going to be naming, you know, guardians for your kid. But if you have a child with a disability, and then for any of your kids, actually, you need to think about how you would pass money to them if you were to pass away. So if you don't do anything, what happens is your money, if you were to pass away, would go through a very long, expensive court process known as probate. And then after 12 to 18 months and after, you know, creditors are paid, all of those debts are paid, whatever's left gets put into accounts for the kids. And when they turn 18, even if they have a disability, they get that money outright without any restrictions.
Does it have to be 18 or can it be designated for a longer period of time?
Well, so that's if you're going through, if you don't do anything and you're going through California's default process of probate.
So that's the my estate plan if I do absolutely nothing.
Exactly. That's California's plan for you if you do nothing. But what they would like and what we'd all like is for you to set up your own plan. Because obviously, you know, I have four little kids myself. I wouldn't want any of them getting large sums of money when they're 18. And you probably wouldn't want that for your kids. So what you can do is we recommend you set up a trust.
Okay.
And what a trust is, it's a legal document that simply says, you know, this is who I am, this is who I love, this is how I want my money to go to this person when I pass away and on what terms. So obviously we're not going to pick 18. you can pick a later age. Where it gets a little complicated is if your child does have a disability, because if you leave money to them through a trust in the wrong way, it could disqualify them from receiving their government benefits. So you have to actually pass it to them to a special needs trust. And that's just a way for you to pay money to them when you pass away without it disqualifying them from government benefits. It's a special type of trust that allows them to receive money from you through an inheritance and receive their government benefits.
So let's want to dig into that, because if they're disqualified from benefits because of receiving money through a trust, that could really be something that's significant. What if grandma and grandpa want to leave them money? Is that going to be the same scenario?
It is. So if anybody leaves your child with a disability money in the wrong way, it can disqualify them from benefits. So what's nice is there is a type of standalone special needs trust where you can set it up for your child, and anyone, it could be family or friends, can name that standalone special needs trust as a beneficiary on any of their accounts when they pass away, anything like that. And that way, the child can receive money from other people without it disqualifying them. The other thing, too, is, for example, the grandparents, perhaps they want to make the rules of the special needs trust and decide who's going to manage it. They don't necessarily want to do what you as the parent might be doing. They can set up their own special needs trust through their own family estate plan to benefit the grandchild. They don't have to use that standalone where everybody's using it.
Is there a minimum threshold or that we'll be looking at for that type of an issue?
Not necessarily, but if it's not going to be a significant gift, we usually will ask, you know, is it better to leave them assets that's not necessarily going to disqualify them from government benefits? Because there are certain assets where the government will say, okay, these are kind of exempt from being counted as, assets for the purpose of qualifying for government benefits.
Okay, so the question that poses to me is, how do you define significant? Mm-hmm. Right, a significant asset,
sure,
or a significant amount is, for me, significant is going to be a huge difference in significant to Warren Buffett, right? I mean, just going opposite extremes.
Sure. And so, I mean, I've had clients, grandparents who will leave $10,000 in a special needs trust for their grandchild.
Okay.
If they're only looking to do like $1,000 or something around there, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to set up a trust for that purpose. So we usually kind of just look at the situation and see what the best way is to make sure, the child with a disability is going to receive money, but what's the best vehicle to do that?
And then I'm assuming that within that special needs trust, that's going to have somebody that's going to administer it as well?
Exactly. And so you have to designate someone that's actually going to administer the trust. A lot of times people choose family members, but the reality is it's very complicated to administer a special needs trust because there's so many rules, government rules about how the money can be used, and there's reporting requirements. So we usually recommend, if they are picking a family member, that family member understands that they should likely be working with a professional trustee who's trained in this area and can help them with the distributions. And whether they're consulting with them or they're actually hiring them to do the full job, we just want to make sure that people understand this can be complicated, and you really do need to have the right people in place that you're naming to handle it.
And that, I'm assuming that person ends up having all the rules that a regular fiduciary would.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have the scrutiny and the responsibility. It's not just, Uncle John is taking care of this, and once it's all dispersed, we're done.
Right. And so they'll have a fiduciary duty to act in the child with a disability's best interest.
Great information. We're going to continue our conversation with Laura Meyer when we come back. More on special needs trusts, inheritances, disqualifying my child. I don't want to do that. Conservatorships, lifestyle. Boy, we got a lot to chat with Laura about. We're also going to talk about the best cities to raise a family and tax deductions. How about college tuition? Is that tax deductible? We'll chat about that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But about 4.5 million people watch replays on YouTube. Go to Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90, the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, maybe it's your first mortgage, they've got the programs for you, including the down payment assistance program, where you don't have to have any money to buy a house. Think about it. I just told you about the one in Anaheim Hills that I saw come across my desk, a $225,000 condo with no money down. Think about that. That means principal and interest before taxes, insurance, and all the other fancy stuff. It's about $1,100 a month or $1,200 a month, something like that. Our friends at Gold Star, they've got it. Best cities to raise a family. This is according to a report that came out from smartasset.com. Surprise, surprise. I guess I should get Gomer to come in here and help me out with this one. The Lone Star State, the state of Texas makes up half of the top 10 cities. We're in Texas.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. survive.
Dealing with low cost of living, good schools, a great combination for raising a family. Ironically enough, believe it or not, there are no cities from either the West Coast or the East Coast in the top 10. The highest ranked coastal city was Virginia Beach at number 18. The top city came in as Fort Wayne, Indiana. Number two was Lincoln, Nebraska. Number three, Fort Worth, Texas, Arlington, Texas. Then Boise, Idaho at number five. Omaha, Nebraska was at number six based on an unemployment rate of only 4.1%, the lowest, third lowest in the study. Omaha also has the 13th lowest percentage of income going to housing, 20.8. Oklahoma City, El Paso, Texas. Who in the heck wants to go to El Paso, Texas? I shouldn't say that. And Austin, Texas. There's a lot of people that like Austin, Texas. Corpus Christi. Interesting. And they, what do? They use it based on housing costs, child care costs, percentage of population under 19, average proficiency in math and reading, high school graduation rate, poverty rate, unemployment rate, and the crime rate for 100,000 residents. That's how they did the study, and those are your best cities to raise a family right now, according to this SmartAsset.com report, brought to us by Gold Star Mortgage. That is the Mortgage Minute today. We're going to continue our conversation this morning with Laura Meyer. We're talking about special needs planning. So we've spoken in the last segment. If you didn't catch it, go on Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube or ronsiegelradio.com, and you can get the archive right there. Very, very fascinating. You've got a special needs child or a disabled child, and you've got assets either in your own name, or you think somebody might be leaving those assets to the child. You might want to get this set up properly. And Laura gave us some great insight into that in the last segment. So, Laura, the government benefits, they can actually lose government benefits by having some money?
Right. So when a child turns 18 who has a disability, they can apply for government benefits for support and resources. So there's a rule, though, that that means they can't be receiving over $2,000 from other outside resources. So if you leave your child an inheritance directly to their name, that's going to count against them, obviously put them over the $2,000 and therefore disqualify them from government benefits.
So the $2,000, is that a month, a year, a life?
Just in their own name. So in savings,
so
yeah.
The assets.
Correct.
Their own name.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So they've got to get any kind of asset out of their name.
Yes. And so that kind of one of the things, though, because that's a real challenge.
Sure.
So that basically means that adult children with disabilities are living in poverty. So one of the things that is a recent development, which we hope is somewhat promising, is what's called an ABLE account. And what that is,
ABLE account.
Yeah, it was passed a couple years ago by the federal government. Each state, you know, was left to implement it. So we have it here in California. And what that is it actually allows a person with a disability to set up an account, go to the bank to ask them about it, your bank, to see if they have that program. And you can actually put up to $100,000 in an ABLE account without that counting, triggering that $2,000 minimum. So it's a special account that, for all intent and purposes, allows you to have more than $1,000 if it's saved in this specific type of tax-free ABLE account. It sounds wonderful, right?
Right.
I think it definitely can serve its purpose. The downside is, one, a lot of people are going to leave more than that for an inheritance. So that's not the appropriate vehicle to leave an inheritance to. The other piece is that the ABLE accounts have a payback provision, meaning if the person with a disability passes away, the money in that ABLE account actually has to go to pay back any government benefits they've received. So the downside of that, obviously, is that's a lot of money that could end up having to go to pay back government benefits. So if you do set up the ABLE account, what we recommend is probably, you know, set it up where you're using it every month to supplement your needs, but don't store large sums of money in it. The more appropriate way, obviously, would be in the special needs trust to pass money to the person with a disability. And if set up a special needs trust. What's great about it is when you do pass away and that money goes to your child, there's no payback provision if it's coming from a third party. So unlike the ABLE account, they're not going to take that money that you just left through the special needs trust and pay back the government benefits.
So basically what the government did is they set up this account that you can hold the money so they get it eventually.
Potentially.
Potentially. Now, so what is it, what happens, and I might not even be the right venue to chat about it. You know, a lot of people, when I used to work at Merrill Lynch, one of the things that we set up for people was the 529 account for saving money for in a tax deferred vehicle for education expenses. And I'm just wondering out loud, I might have to talk to a tax advisor, but convert the 529 over to the ABLE account if you find out, you know, hey, grandma and grandpa set up an account for Johnny when he was born. They didn't know he had special needs.
Right. And so that's going to probably, whatever the rules are in the 529 accounts about withdrawal and changing, if they'll allow a conversion like that.
Okay.
And again, I'm not a financial advisor or an accountant, but the 529s are pretty strict on what they can be used for. Because you can have a situation where your child, they may not have a disability, but they just don't go to college.
Sure.
And so that's something where I'd be interested to know, too, what the rules are on the 529 in terms of pulling it out and then putting it in any type of other vehicle, whether it's an ABLE account or something else. I'm having a hunch, unless that's some kind of a special program set up, I'm having a hunch that they probably aren't going to allow that.
Yeah, well, it's after-tax dollars, so it's kind of, it's always, you know, it's a big question. And obviously what the reason I bring that up is very, very simple, and Lori, you proved a great point for me, is that you need a team of people, especially when you've got a special needs child. You need a whole team of people to get you all the great guidance. And this just happens to be a question that came up to me, and it's something to pose to your team, right? I mean, Laura can help you with the special needs trust, but just shared with us, hey, you need to get a tax advisor involved. You need to get a financial advisor involved. And there's a whole host of different areas that we want to have people involved with. Now, the next step on this, Laura, is, you know, you have a special needs child. They turn 18. They can't have too much in the way of assets, kind of, a little bit of a conundrum, because you certainly want to have whatever benefits that the government has available for them. How do they make their own decisions, or how do we go to the decision-making process for our child?
Right, and that's a big question. You know, what happens when your child turns 18 if they have a disability? So legally, by default, your child, no matter what their disability is automatically, in the eyes of the law, treated as an independent adult, which makes no sense
right. In
certain cases.
Sure.
But there are cases where it's not entirely clear if they can be fully independent or if they still need you, or it's a mix. So there's a couple options there. If you want to continue to be able to make your child's financial decisions and medical decisions and lifestyle decisions, you will likely need to get what's called a conservatorship. And it's a limited conservatorship. And that's actually a court process where you essentially are going to court and asking the judge to, in a way, allow you to stay on as a guardian, to continue to care for your child, pay for your child, and make decisions. Courts don't like the idea of completely stripping your young adult child of their rights. And so it's going to be limited because there's up to like 9 rights that they will be willing to strip from them. Surprisingly, for an example, they're not going to want to take away your child's right to be in a relationship. But they may be more willing to take away your child's right to enter into contracts without your permission. So that's a court process that you would need to go through. If you have a child that's independent, but you know still needs guidance, and this can be, by the way, even if you have a young adult child who doesn't have a disability, maybe their maturity is not there, or maybe they're just naive, you know, whatever it is, you can, if your child has mental and capacity, they can sign powers of attorney, legal documents, allowing you to make joint financial decisions with them. And then also, they can complete medical directives. So if they were incapacitated, you could find out what's going on from the doctors. You can make medical decisions. Because if your young adult child doesn't have that, even as a parent, You can't get medical information on them. You don't have a right to make their medical decisions because they're adults. So that's another option to conservatorship, is you having them, if they have mental capacity, to allow you to share that power with them.
And how long does that process take?
Oh, that's a simple process of meeting with your attorney, because that's not a court process, doing the directives. And the attorney would, you know, make sure that the child understands what they're doing, has the mental capacity to do it. Because keep in mind, there's a lot of children, they have full mental capacity, but maybe they don't have physical capacity, and they want their parents to help them on decisions. That's something where a power of attorney would come into play.
And this is a very, very important subject that you should really pay close attention to. When you're talking about a conservatorship, you're responsible. I have a friend of mine who got a conservatorship of his mother, and she ended up driving the wrong way on a freeway. He was responsible for actions. Think about that concept, and actually somebody was killed in the accident. So think about the ramifications of something like that. Get the guidance, so you don't want to just go and take this very lightly. You need to understand what this all means. Give a call to Laura, or give me a call at 800-306-1990. Laura is an attorney that handles this part of the law here in California. I'll be happy to put you in touch with her. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. More on conservatorships, how to leave money behind for our child and their lifestyle. And we'll also talk about college tuition. Is it tax deductible? All that and more. You can reach us anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. If you're not getting all of this, or if you have a loved one that needs to hear what we're talking about today, the replays will be available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube, or you can go into the archives, ronsiegelradio.com. You get the audio archives, iTunes, mbelinks.com/iTunes will have the broadcast as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send
hand you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Processing for a Cause. Love this organization. If you take credit cards for any reason in your business, they will match or beat whatever prices you're paying for a credit card processing. And on top of that, they're going to give 20% of the processing fee, they're going to rebate that, to the nonprofit organization of your choice. How do you go wrong? If they can't beat your processing fees, they'll actually give your nonprofit organization a $500 check. So they're pretty confident that they're going to be able to beat those numbers. If you need some more information on that, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the folks over at Processing for a Cause. Tax deductions. Is college tuition tax deductible? Think about this. The four-year public institution cost average in-state $20,000, just a little over $20,000 for 2016-2017 school year. A decade ago, an in-state student would have paid $15,000. Same expenses. So what is tuition deductible? College expenses? Well, number one, I'm not giving you tax advice because I'm not qualified to do that. I am giving you questions to ask your tax preparer, the enrolled agent or CPA, whomever you are using. That's what we do here is give you the questions. College tuition and fees are deductible on the 2016 tax return, but the tuition and fees deduction was one of the tax breaks that expired at the end of 2016. That means you won't be able to claim it in the future unless Congress decides to extend it retroactively or reintroduce it. If you claim the tuition and fees deduction, you may be able to lower your taxable income by up to $4,000. You can qualify for the tax break if you covered the cost of qualified education expenses for a college student such as yourself, one of your dependents, as long as no one else can claim him or her on your taxes, or a spouse. Qualified education expenses include tuition, other fees that students are obligated to pay in order to attend a particular institution. Just a little. There's a lot of additional information on this, but know that some of those are deductible. You might even want to talk about student loan interest deductions. Is it deductible? Again, tax preparers are a great resource for that information. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by Processing for a Cause. We are continuing our conversation this morning. Attorney Laura Meyer is in the house, Meyer Law Firm, talking about special needs children, special needs trusts, the ABLE account. If you haven't got all that information, you might want to be looking at the replay of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube, or ronsiegelradio.com archives. Or just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I should throw this out there because I forgot to do this earlier, and I like to do this whenever we have licensed professionals coming on air. Laura is not giving you legal advice. This is educational information. If you would like legal advice, that's what Laura does. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with her. You can make an appointment with her office, and that's where you get legal advice. We're giving you guidance and information and education on Ron Siegel Radio. So we've been chatting about conservatorships and guardians. When you talk about this special needs trust or special needs trust, I think is what you called it. Do I still get to designate how the money is dispersed before I pass? Or is that what the trustee is going to do?
So when you set up a special needs trust to pass money to your child, a child with a disability, if you were to pass away, you're going to, yes, you'll be able to specify some of the things you want the money to be used for, such as lifestyle activities. Maybe you want your child to be able to participate in a choir or go boating or, you know, engage in any type of activities that you like. However, the rules of a special needs trust are going to be different than a regular trust. That's why it's special. That's why it's different. So in reality, because we have those government benefits the child's also receiving, the special needs trust just allows you to supplement on top of those government benefits. So technically, it doesn't allow you to pay for, out of that trust for the very basic needs that the government is already paying for. So it's meant to enhance your child's lifestyle and pay for additional things, but not those basic needs.
That sounds like a kind of an interesting one there, Laura, because we know that when we talk about the benefits that come from the government, you know, they're, it's very difficult for people, say, to live in housing. So if the government, and I don't know what the number is, that's not what we're chatting about, but say the government says, okay, we're gonna provide $500 a month for housing. And in Orange County, California, it's pretty difficult to find housing for $500 a month. Can that meet that trust, supplement the other $1,000 or $1,500 needed?
For all intent and purposes, when you have the government benefits and you have the special needs trust and they're working together, everything's going to be covered.
Okay. Okay. So they can get a little more.
Right. And again, having a professional trustee who deals all the time with this and makes those decisions, I want to say they're very creative and they're very good at doing what they need to do to make sure that they're following the rules that the government has set up, but they're also supplementing your child's life the way you would like.
So does your firm handle that trustee service for people, or is that somebody you refer out?
We refer that out. Yeah, we don't have in-house a professional trustee service for that. We just set up, we do the legal planning, set up the vehicle to it, and are there as a resource, but we're not actually making disbursements.
So the next question that we really haven't even talked about is, in this arena, how does the government define special needs?
Right. And so when you have a child who is turning 18 and they have a disability, you actually have to go through a process where, like the testing process, where your child is going to have to meet a certain criteria to qualify for government benefits.
So once they qualify for the benefits, then they qualify automatically to be able to have this special needs trust? Or is it going like a psychologist or a doctor, a different kind of a doctor? Is that how you're...
Yeah, so what we do in that case, because here's an example. You know, sometimes we have families, let's say their son has autism. And, you know, with autism, it's such a wide spectrum.
Sure.
Some kids may become independent, and some kids may not, and parents don't always know that beforehand.
Sure.
So they come in and their kid's still young and they're saying, do I even need a special needs trust? Because there is a chance that they're not going to qualify for government benefits and they will lead a life of independence. So in that case, you can set up a special needs trust if you think that might be something they need, but then you can put in the special needs trust what happens if your child no longer qualifies for government benefits. And usually then in that case, a special needs trust can be converted to a regular type of trust.
Interesting. Great information. So you've got a couple of seminars coming up. I'm looking at March 9th, March 7th. You have a website that has your different events that are available to the public?
Yeah. So we speak all over California on estate planning topics. And one of our most popular workshops is the 10 legal protections for the child with a disability or child with special needs. And we do have some upcoming website information on our website at meierevents.com, and it's M-E-I-E-R events.com. And I believe we'll be at UCI at their Autism Center on March 9th conducting a public workshop for parents who want to get more information.
So we'll make sure we get that onto our Facebook page and our website as well. We'll try and link it to this event, this recording as well, once this is posted. Great information as always. If you want more specific information for your family, your needs, just call Laura or give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with attorney Laura Meyer, Meyer Law Firm. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time, Ron Siegel Radio.